But I want you to keep your eye out for this, because this is what evolutionists have been searching for hundreds of years. All right? And if you find one of these, you could become rich and famous. So here's some transitional forms. This is called the crocodile. Can you see? Crocodile and a duck. All right, let's try another one. This is the bullfrog. Half bull, half frog. Or, of course, the sheepdog.
Kirk Cameron says this about the idea that Christians invented Halloween, and the costumes, he would say this, the costumes poke fun at the fact that the devil and other evils were publicly humiliated by Christ at his resurrection. That's what the scriptures say. Scripture's talking about Halloween. He says they publicly humiliated the devil when he triumphed over power and principality and put them under his feet. Over time, you get some pagans who want to go, this is our day, high holy day of satanic church, that this is all about death. But Christians have always known since the first century that death was defeated, that the grave was overwhelmed, that ghosts, goblins, devils, and foolish has-beens who used to be in power but aren't anymore, that's the perspective Christians should have. So, you see, Halloween is all about Christ defeating the devil.
Gotcha. Okay.
Saving Christmas will be in theaters November 14th, and that is all about understanding the biblical foundations to all of the celebrations and the traditions that we have at Christmas time, including everything from Santa Claus to Christmas trees.
About 2 years ago, I realized there's no way out. There's no way out. And I was on my knees every night. Lord, I can't say that to people. That's not a good thing. And it has really, he has really confirmed in me this one truth. Am I talking to you? Yes. Am I talking to others? Yes. Well, why would I be doing that? Why would I be telling you to stand someplace? Why would I be telling you, gather together? Why would I warn you? If I'm a God that just, what, I just want to torture you? Hey, you know what you should do? You should work really hard, change your whole life, and then nothing's going to happen. That doesn't work. He is a loving God. He's telling us to do these. He's begging us, return to me, and I will protect you. He'll be our sword and our shield, but we have to return to him.
Well, I love your sense of optimism, and I, too, have a great sense of optimism for the future.
Well, how did the stuff get to the West? All the way from China, all the way over here, and to California. Well, it was the Bishop of Rome who introduced this Chinese food into the Christian world, none other than the Pope. Do we ever read about Chinese food in the New Testament? Of course not. Do we read about it in the Baptist Confession of Faith? Of course not. So there you have it. This can only mean that this is nothing other than a plot of Rome to destroy God's true faith, and the Baptist Confession is totally opposed to all Chinese food. And have you ever noticed how fanatical people are about Chinese food? I mean, not only do the people eat the stuff, they'll pay money for it. Not only that, they'll actually set up and support whole restaurants that are given over wholly to the production of this evil, poisonous, idolatrous, pagan, and subversive food. And if you try to get people to quit eating Chinese food, try that. Try to get someone to quit eating the Chinese food, and they'll look at you like you're the crazy one.